312-981-7200 is the phone number. Justin Kaufman with you tonight here on 720 WGN. Well, there was a piece in the, and it's funny because my old friend Lisa White is here, who's a longtime journalist and was an editor at Chicagoist, also DNA Info. Great to see you, by the way.
Great to have you.
And it's funny because we were just talking all about where the different places that we worked or we're at. It's kind of fun. But, you know, it's funny because it was, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago you were going to come on, and that was the night I had to get my tooth taken out. But this story was in the paper probably a couple weeks ago, but it was about a woman who had gone to King Spa. Now, if anyone knows what King Spa is, it's the Korean I guess it's a spa up in Niles. Everybody swears by it. They go up there. But this woman went up there, and she had a terrible experience where she wanted to get a massage, and they just said, you know what, you weigh too much. Right? This is the idea that they said you have to be a certain amount of pounds or whatever it is. And at the end of the day, she'd already done the massage before. The whole story was about how this was an embarrassing and contradictory and complex and gray area. And it was, at the end of the day, just another experience for her as a bigger woman with essentially fat shaming.
Yeah.
And that was something that grabbed attention. Now, you're in this article, and they got your picture up front and a whole bit, because you shared stories of this happening to you.
Yeah. So when I saw her post about it on social media, the story kind of went viral. And at that point, I actually decided to back her up because there's power in numbers, mm-hmm. and also share my own experience because about 4 or 5 years before, I had visited there and had a very similar treatment. I had been there once before, didn't have any issues, and then came back, and they give you, for the co-ed section, like cotton uniforms to wear, mm-hmm. and they only go up to a certain size. And I had researched, like a lot of fat people do, where we go somewhere, and I brought my own things that were 100% cotton so I could go in the co-ed areas. And when I did, they wouldn't let me, and I had an incident. And when I asked the manager about it and kind of called his bluff when I said, you need to decide what to do or train people or put this on your website, he got very angry at me and started screaming in my face. We had a whole altercation. It was very awkward and very uncomfortable, and kind of broke my heart when I saw that this woman experienced a similar thing. Mm. So at that point, I was like, well, I had to share what I did, what I went through as well.
Because up to that point, you hadn't? I mean, maybe with friends and whatever?
Yeah, I'd shared with friends, but like I never publicly said anything because at the time, even, you know, personally, I wasn't comfortable doing that, but also kind of the body positive and fat positive world wasn't as mm-hmm. much of a thing yet.
Right.
Culturally, so there was a lot of shame to like say I was treated this way, but if people don't share their own experiences, then things don't change. So that was a big reason why I said something, and I talked to the Tribune about it, like you said in the article, and my photo was on there as well.
You look good.
Yeah, it was a pretty great photo.
Well, this is something that I think in the article they did a good job at. They had, you know, sociologists or others talking about body positivity and this idea that we're almost at the I don't know what the best way to say it, but with all of the sensitivities in the world that people are starting to recognize that maybe, you know, they were being jerks to different types of people, that body positivity is the last one, and that we still are finding people who are not necessarily accommodating or sensitive to the needs of people who may be plus sized.
Yeah, I mean, fat acceptance is still kind of a radical thing for a lot of people, even within the body positivity world, but it is one of the last things that culturally kind of people make fun of or still kind of degrade a little bit. And it's one of those things that unless it really affects you or somebody that you know closely, you may not even think about it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's one of those things that people just don't talk about because it's still kind of uncomfortable.
But for you being in journalism, have you seen the tide change? Are you someone who has noticed that the way that we write about, the way that we talk about is changing? Or is it just something that you're just like, I see nothing changing and I find shame in it?
I do see it changing. I think a lot of it is, once again, representation. There's people like Lindy West, who is an amazing mm-hmm. writer, just had a book came out. She talks about her size in there as well. She did an amazing show called Shrill that's on Hulu.
Yeah, Aidy Bryant's great.
It's an incredible show, and it's the cast is a lot of fat women, and the writers were fat women. And there's a scene where they go to an all fat women inclusive pool party, and everyone's just full of joy and dancing and not thinking about their body, and it's just an incredible moment. So there's a lot of that, like representation matters. There's a lot of writing about it, and even within the body positivity world, there's become a lot of people that are very vocal and very active in social media, especially Instagram, that really pride themselves, whether it be in fashion or fat acceptance or things like that, to make the big changes that we need. And a lot of companies are starting to listen. There's a lot more clothing options. Mm-hmm. There is a company called Join that just started, that is a and it's a movement app, so like exercise, but it shows bodies that are all different sizes. And it's about being gentle to your body and listening to it, not from a diet mind kind of mm-hmm. mindset of changing it.
Right.
So there is
that's the big thing. This yeah. idea that we've always looked at bodies is this idea that well, you could always change it, or you know, if you just yep. You know, went on this diet or that diet or this diet, you would be able to change. I mean, that seems to always be the way that we've looked at any issues when it comes to weight.
Yeah, and a lot of media has always kind of focused around that, because there wouldn't be an industry of the diet industry if, you know, that's a huge moneymaker. That wouldn't exist if we weren't constantly thinking of how to modify our bodies or be what somebody is telling us to be. And the thing about body positivity and is that all bodies are valid. It's the concept that it doesn't matter what size you are. It doesn't matter why you are the size that you are. You are a valid person. You deserve to be able to live and have access to yeah. basic things.
I'm always blown away. I being a privileged man who doesn't have to deal with sizing, who doesn't have to deal with advertising to women and everything that goes into it. The way that you look at the average size of a woman in America or in the world, you're talking 14, 16, 18, somewhere in there.
16, 18, 16, I think 18. Is the actual average size in America.
But when you go to a clothing store,
they don't
have them there. And it blows my mind. It really blows my mind. Every time I'll be with someone shopping, I'm like, I don't understand how, what is that about? I don't understand how you deal with that on every single time you walk into a Gap or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't shopped in a major store in a very long time. I'm either going to, and even brick and mortar stores for plus size women. There was one downtown for Torrid and Lane Bryant, which are two big name brands. They both shut down. So you don't even have as much access to that anymore. So it's a common thing that, like, yeah, people don't even think about that affecting someone unless you go through it.
Yeah. Lisa White's here. Lisa is a longtime journalist and a former editor over at with DNA Info, but also Chicagoist is where she was editing. We'll take a quick break, come back, talk more about this issue here on Extension 720. So stay with us. It's Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman with you. Lisa White is here, a longtime journalist in town who is the editor at Chicagoist and DNA Info and has worked in a lot of different places. We're talking about, because you shared your experiences at King Spa, just like someone who had just written a post on Facebook about being a plus-size woman who just had a really awful experience where they just didn't seem to want to or change the rules. There were different rules between men and women who were plus-size. Everything in between that would make an embarrassing situation, and you had a similar experience, and you wrote about it, and you're coming in to talk about body positivity tonight, and I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
Where do we land on the word fat? Because I don't know what that seemed to be a word that everyone was okay with, but I don't think it's okay.
So I think it's one of those words that if you grow up, especially as a woman, it's a bad word. Yeah. And as a fat woman, it's kind of, it's taken a lot of work to reclaim it. To me, I think of it, you know, words can be used as many different ways depending on how you use it.
Right.
Someone can use it very, very mean. But to me, I'm a fat woman. It's just a descriptor. Like, I have blue eyes. I have pink hair. It's no different.
Yeah, like everybody.
Yeah.
Blue eyes, pink hair. Sure, sure.
Exactly. Right. I think sometimes a lot of, especially in the plus size world with women, they dance around it. I was once in a store and a woman, I said, this shirt clings to my fat. She goes, oh, you're just fluffy. And I was like, no, this is what this is. Like a muscle or fat, this is what this is. Right. It's not.
But that's because there's negative connotations to the word. Because comics and mainstream popular culture has used that word as a weapon for so long.
Exactly. So I think it's more to me thinking of how you use it. And then also, like, if you are a fat person, trying to use it more and get comfortable with that word. And don't let it have an emotional hold over you. Because it's just a word.
When we're talking about body positivity, and people may hear that and say, I'm not sure what that is. What is body positivity? What when you set that up, what does that mean?
So it has a very complicated, long meaning within, and depending on who you ask, it means different things. To me, it means that all bodies are valid. You can't put a cap on that. So at the root of it also is fat acceptance. So if you're body positive, you can't say bodies are only okay up to a certain size. You have to accept that everyone is allowed to exist and be valid in their body. And then celebrate that and not tear other people down because of their body or how they look, and understand that we all should just try to be a little more mindful of other people and be kind. Mm-hmm. Which is not, you know, a bad concept for the world in general.
Yeah. You know, when obviously the experience at the spa and being refused service is traumatizing in the way and embarrassing. And because it's done in a shared space. And this woman who was in the article as well was talking about that was part of getting the refund and getting out of there because everyone's just staring and watching. How often does that kind of thing happen where there isn't where it's not just about the spa, but it's about the store, the experience, the service, just not being accommodating to women of your size?
Well, it depends on what size you are. There's different levels in plus size world. I'm a larger plus size person, so then it becomes a little more difficult. So a lot of times, like, I'll joke with other fat people, you go to a restaurant and you're like, oh, great, a tiny chair with arms on the side, or a really small booth, that's not going to work. So there's accessibility issues there. Airlines are another issue. Yeah. I mainly fly Southwest because they have an amazing customer size policy. You get a second seat for free, which is great. They're really accommodating. So it does become an issue where you're trying to navigate the world and have to constantly think about it.
Well, in doing so, I mean, that just becomes second nature for you, like in the way that you've just learned that you have to apply almost an accommodation for yourself to everything that might happen to you.
It does, but it's almost also an act of self-care for doing that. For a long time, and I think a lot of body positivity also is wrapped in accepting yourself and learning to love yourself. For a long time, when I was living in this world where I thought I needed to be smaller, I'd shrink myself to fit into something, even if I was uncomfortable. I'd sit in a chair if it left bruises on me. I didn't want to upset other people or inconvenience them. A big part of changing that for yourself is advocating for yourself. Mm-hmm. Doing that's really hard, but the more you do it, it's a skill that when you practice it, the easier it gets.
Is it generational? Are you seeing a change in the attitudes of a younger generation coming in when it comes to the attitudes and views when it comes to body positivity and plus size women?
I think there are women across all generations within the spectrum of body positivity and fat acceptance. I do think because of the internet, it has made a way for a lot younger women to find other women like them. A big part of my experience with accepting my body was seeing other women that looked like me. So following people on Instagram that were my size. That's how I found fashion that I liked, seeing how their bodies look. That's really important representation. And I think that that's made it easier for a younger generation. Whereas before, you were just being told by very limited forms of media.
Yeah. So when you tell your story to back this woman up in the Tribune, and you come out and you tell your story, it's a similar thing happened at the spa. Is the goal to tell other women that this is that you're not alone, that there's a shared experience, that we all know this? Is the goal also to let the businesses know that you're not alone and that this kind of refusal of service is unacceptable?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think part of it is, like you said, telling people that you're not alone. It was very important for me as I learned to be comfortable in my own body to see other people's experience, to know that this is a common thing that happens to other people and it's okay. It may not be okay in a sense, but I'm not alone.
Right.
And then with businesses, it's not necessarily, there was some response to the article about wanting to hurt the business. It's not about hurting a business. It's more about educating. So it's the kind of thing where hopefully another business owner might have read this and thought, oh, I should be more accommodating, or I should think of these things, or, you know, that might not be great for a person that's larger. I should offer more options. I worked at a really incredible spa in college here in Chicago called Thousand Waves. It's no longer around, but they had robes that went to all different ranges of sizes, and they had different options of chairs because they were very mindful of it.
And that's really what it's about, being mindful.
Yeah, it's about being mindful and making people think how someone else's experience is if that's not the same as theirs.
Yeah. Lisa White stepped forward and told her story to back up the story of a woman who had an issue at King Spa in Niles, refused service because of her size. Lisa White, a longtime journalist and a former editor at Chicagoist DNA Info. Lisa, great to see you, and I hope to have you back on the program at some point, and always, always welcome here at the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Justin.